Today is the 10th day of August. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. And welcome to a brand new shiny, sparkly week. Here we go. It's always a reset, and we try to do it every beginning of every week because, well, it's important to understand that we get a reset. This is a new week. And so no matter what we're carrying over, it's fresh, and the choices that we make are going to matter, and it's kind of a delineation in time where we can say, okay, maybe last week was a train wreck or a dumpster fire, but that was last week. This is this week. What's it going to look like? Because it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to. And so let's choose wisely. And let's really try to incorporate the things that the Bible is bringing up. Because the Bible is telling us all kinds of stories about all kinds of people. The Bible is also telling us all kinds of stories about our own hearts. Because we find ourselves in these stories. And it touches everything. And so, a wise move that we're making is showing up here around the global campfire today, together, for each other, for ourselves, for our hearts. And so let's take the next step forward. We will read from the Christian Standard Bible this week. And continuing forward in our journey through the book of Ezra today, chapter 10. While Ezra prayed and confessed, weeping and falling face down before the house of God, an extremely large assembly of Israelite men, women, and children gathered around him. The people also wept bitterly. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, an Elamite, responded to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God by marrying foreign women from the surrounding peoples. But there is still hope for Israel in spite of this. Therefore, let's make a covenant before our God to send away all the foreign wives and their children, according to the counsel of my Lord and of those who tremble at the command of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Get up, for this matter is your responsibility, and we support you. Be strong and take action." Then Ezra got up and made the leading priests, Levites, and all Israel take an oath to do what had been said. So they took the oath. Ezra then went from the house of God and walked to the chamber of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib, where he spent the night. He did not eat food or drink water because he was mourning over the unfaithfulness of the exiles. They circulated a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem that all the exiles should gather at Jerusalem. Whoever did not come within 3 days would forfeit all his possessions, according to the decision of the leaders and elders, and would be excluded from the assembly of the exiles. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered in Jerusalem within the 3 days. On the 20th day of the 9th month, all the people sat in the square at the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of the heavy rain. Then the priest Ezra stood up and said to them, "You have been unfaithful by marrying foreign women, adding to Israel's guilt. Therefore, make a confession to the Lord, the God of your ancestors, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the surrounding peoples and your foreign wives." Then all the assembly responded loudly, "Yes, we will do as you say. But there are many people, and it is the rainy season. We don't have the stamina to stay out in the open. This isn't something that can be done in a day or two, for we have rebelled terribly in this matter. Let our leaders represent the entire assembly. than that all those in our towns who have married foreign women come at appointed times, together with the elders and judges of each town, in order to avert the fierce anger of our God concerning this matter. Only Jonathan, son of Asael, and Jaziah, son of Tikva, opposed this, with Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite, supporting them. The exiles did what had been proposed. The priest Ezra selected men who were family heads, all identified by name, to represent their ancestral families. They convened on the first day of the 10th month to investigate the matter, and by the first day of the first month, they had dealt with all the men who had married foreign women. The following were found to have married foreign women from the descendants of the priests. From the descendants of Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah. They pledged to send their wives away, and being guilty, they offered a ram from the flock for their guilt. Hanani and Zebediah from Immer's descendants, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah from Harim's descendants, Elionai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Netanel, Jozabad, and Elisha from Pashur's descendants. The Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, that is, Kelita, Petahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. The singers, Eliashib. The gatekeepers, Shalum, Kilem, and Uri. The Israelites, Parosh's descendants, Ramiah, Idziah, Melchijah, Midjamin, Eleazar, Melchijah, and Benaiah. Elam's descendants, Metaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Zatu's descendants, Elionai, Eliashib, Metaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza. Bibai's descendants, Yehohanan, Hananiah, Zebai, and Atlai. Bani's descendants, Meshulam, Maluk, Idaiah, Jashub, Sheol, and Jeremoth. Peat Moab's descendants, Adna, Kilal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Metaniah, Bezalel, Benui, and Manasseh. Harim's descendants, Eleazar, Isaijah, Melchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Hashum's descendants, Metanai, Metatah, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Bani's descendants, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Chedluhi, Vinaiah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Metaniah, Metanai, Jaasu, Benai, Benui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadabai, Shishai, Shirai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalum, Amariah, and Joseph. Nebo's descendants, Jael, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jedai, Joel, and Benaiah. All of these had married foreign women, and some of the wives had given birth to children. First Corinthians 6. If any of you has a dispute against another, how dare you take it to court before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Or don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the trivial cases? Don't you know that we will judge angels? How much more matters of this life? So if you have such matters, do you appoint as your judges those who have no standing in the church? I say this to your shame. Can it be that there is not one wise person among you who is able to arbitrate between fellow believers? Instead, brother goes to court against brother, and that before unbelievers. As it is, to have legal disputes against one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do this to brothers and sisters. Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, or males who have sex with males. No thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, or swindlers will inherit God's kingdom. And some of you used to be like this. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will do away with both of them. However, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Don't you know that your bodies are a part of Christ's body? So, should I take a part of Christ's body and make it part of a prostitute? Absolutely not. Don't you know that anyone joined to a prostitute is one body with her? For Scripture says, two will become one flesh. But anyone joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the person who is sexually immoral sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. So glorify God with your body. Psalm 31, 9 through 18. Be gracious to me, Lord, because I am in distress. My eyes are worn out from frustration, my whole being as well. Indeed, my life is consumed with grief and my years with groaning. My strength has failed because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away. I am ridiculed by all my adversaries and even by my neighbors. I am dreaded by my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street run from me. I am forgotten, gone from memory, like a dead person, like broken pottery. I have heard the gossip of many. Terror is on every side. When they conspired against me, they plotted to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. The course of my life is in your power. Rescue me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me by your faithful love. Lord, do not let me be disgraced when I call on you. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them be quiet in Sheol. Let lying lips that arrogantly speak against the righteous in proud contempt be silenced. Proverbs 21:3. doing what is righteous and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Father, we thank you for your word. Every day, we thank you for your word. That is what brings us together. That is the basis for us being around a global campfire, for us being a community together. So thank you for drawing us together through your word, the scriptures. And as we embark on this new shiny, sparkly week, we invite your Holy Spirit into every thought, word, choice, action, and consequence. Everything. The issues of our lives, as the psalmist was saying, are in your power, in your care. And we submit to your authority. And we consider Proverbs. Doing what is righteous and just. That is not just our aim, but our obligation. And we fall short. But as we fall short, it is such a loss. And so, Holy Spirit, come, lead us into righteousness and justice. Not that we just desire these things for ourselves, but that we are these things. Holy Spirit, come, in the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen from Florida, currently in Canada, just listening today to prayer requests, Isvedov, for her son, Rylan, who's just really struggling with life and feelings of bitterness and resentment. And anyways, Lord, you know exactly what's going on in this situation. You know what's up. Father, I just pray and lift up this family to you right now. I just want to pray and ask you to put a hedge of protection around them. I just pray for Rylan. I pray that you give him a heart of understanding, a healed heart, that his heart that's been broken would be healed, Lord. That he would have a beautiful relationship with his mother, a beautiful relationship with his physical father, and a beautiful relationship with his stepfather, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you'd work out all the things that are coming in between them, Lord. Let your spirit just pour out upon this family, Lord. It's only by your wisdom and your grace that we can get through these kinds of things, and that you can turn what the enemy means for evil and turn it to good and use it for good. Lord, it's just such a tough situation with our children. Sometimes they just really know how to hurt us a lot, and we really hurt for them back, Lord. We just want the best for them. And I know that's exactly how Eyes of a Dove feels for her son. And I just pray for him that you'd heal his heart and just bring restoration to these relationships, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Darius. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray to a man from Portugal. I think you're saying Waterman in Portugal. I hope I'm getting that right. But I did hear Portugal, and you said you're just trying to come out of financial ruin. You're having health scares. You said you have a small nodule on your left lung. So God, you heard his heart. You heard all the things that he's told you that he hasn't told us. I ask that you just cover this family and hold them in your arms and just rock them and let them pour out their soul. And then God, I ask that you just pick them up and put them where they need to be, that they will trust you with their whole heart. On those hard days when the water is just rising up and they're having to turn their head to look up towards the sun so they can breathe, God, and they're breathing is labored because they're trying to have faith and they're scared, God, that human side is taking over. God, step in. Step in. I'm not asking for money so that he can go get his lung checked out, because I know you've already moved it. But I'm asking that his faith will increase so that he will keep moving, so that he'll be able to see. He doesn't miss a God moment as he just keeps climbing and he keeps moving and he keeps climbing and he keeps moving. So situations are changing on his job where you're opening up a place just for him. Do your thing, God. We trust you.
Hi, y'all. I just got through listening to Jill and Brian on August the 4th. Wow. You said that it was a safe place this year. Well, you proved it with what you shared, that you believe in what you said it was. Thank you for opening up your lives. My goodness, you've been doing it for 20 years, but the last few podcasts that you put on with your story has just been absolutely beautiful, encouraging, real. I just praise the Lord for you too. Thank you, God, for Jill and Brian. I know people tell you that they appreciate you all the time, but I don't think until you get to heaven will you truly know the impact that you have made on people's lives as they're listening, as they're praying along, as they're resonating with the hurts and the depths that the mirror of the Bible does for us. Thank you so much. Father, I pray for Jill and Brian. Give them fresh fire, Lord. Oh God, please touch their hearts in a way and their lives that only the half could be told. If they could open up the windows of heaven, they would see you physically pouring it down on them. Bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless y'all. Taken with love from Louisiana.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Peaceful in Pennsylvania. And I want to let you know I'm praying along with y'all. I'm praying along with people who have requested prayer requests. It's a privilege and an honor to pray for people. I want to pray for Veronica, who is trying to sell her house to find a more affordable house. So, Father, Lord, I thank you, God, that you know the needs of Veronica and you're more than able to provide them. And Lord, they feel necessary to sell their house. So, Father, bring a buyer to them that would be giving them more than they expected and not have an inspection. Lord, I just ask that they get their house sold for the right amount of money in the right amount of time so that they can go on with their life. And Lord, I ask that you will continue to provide for Veronica and her family. Lord, whatever it is that they need, Lord, help them not to be alone in this. Lord, I thank you, God, for Veronica. Father, I thank you, God, for all you're doing in everybody's life in the name of Jesus. Okay, y'all have a good day.
Hey, everyone. This is Susie from Colorado. I wanted to call in and pray for everyone in this family and even people who aren't really, who have cancer. I just want to pray that the Lord would give us special attention and special healing, even unexpected types of healing. So, Father God, would you please, please heal everyone on this list and in this family who have cancer, Lord. Just uproot it. Uproot this satanic disease, Lord. And also comfort them in their pain. Also would like to pray for my friend. My best friend's brother just found out he has bone cancer. His name is Shane. Father, I know that the suffering is really unfathomable to those of us that you've let be healthy and well. Father, we just want to praise you in advance for healing. And I also want to pray for people who are suffering from arthritis and back pain. I have back pain and I could sure use your prayers because I really don't know whether to have a surgery or not about that. And
Hi all, this is Lennox from California. I've called in before requesting that you guys just pray that I am healed from symptoms, pretty severe symptoms of long COVID, which have been happening for the last 3 years. Haven't been able to work or do much of anything, really. I've been a prisoner in my own room. And now I feel like I'm at the end of myself. I don't want to lose my faith, but I feel like that's happening, and I just don't want that to happen. I don't think anybody wants that to happen. I've walked with the Lord for too long to not believe that Jesus actually heals and can actually heal me. Thank you to anybody that's considering praying. I've heard your voices. It means the world to me to hear those voices and those prayers. God bless you all.